Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is June 12th, 2003. Today's session is the Gospel According to Mayberry, Session 3, Accountability, presented by Barbara Milas Swanson, number MEB 2003-03. Let's listen in.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of this day and for calling and gathering us here in this wonderful place. We thank you, too, for this session where we can explore your will and a picture of your kingdom through something as simple as an old TV show. I ask that you bless us and guide us in our thoughts and make our laughter holy. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I call this session the Parables According to Mayberry. Parables being little stories that Jesus told to tell, kind of signal to those around him things about the kingdom of God. And I think Jesus used common images and common stories during his time, and so I think that gives us some license to do the same in our time, to use some of our stories and media to explore biblical truths. Today we're going to talk about, and I should have said roll the tape, I'm sorry about that. Today we're going to talk about accountability. And to get us going on that, what I'd like you to do is to get in small groups. These can be 3 to 5, 2, whatever is natural for you in your area. What I'd like you to do is think about a time in your past, and you can go all the way back to your childhood, or you can go all the way back to yesterday, if you like, to think about a time that you were less than accountable. Okay? Think about a time that you found yourself being less than accountable. And what I'd like also for you to do is, within your group, to come up with a definition of what accountable is. What do you think that is?
I was going to ask you.
Kind of bandy it around in your group, and then we'll work on that together, okay? So tape, we're going to have some time and discussion, so you can cease the tape for a moment if you like, and we'll try to remember. Yes, start the tape.
Thank you.
I know that sharing some of our failures and accountability are not always easy things to share, but I wondered if anybody would be willing to stick their neck out and share maybe a time when either you yourself were short in accountability and what kind of consequences there were to that, or were involved in a situation where that happened. Anybody have anything? Nobody broke a window when they were a teenager or or in the other way? Why is it hard to share our shortcomings or our failures in accountability?
Too painful, I think, in many respects.
Painful?
I say too painful, yeah. You talk about the breaking a window and responsibility there. Start thinking about accountability, I think, well, there was a time I failed to take the garbage out, perhaps. But that's kind of an innocuous thing. Mm-hmm. I finally decided that the... for me, where the accountability is lacking was in relationships, and where I didn't behave in a responsible manner. As a consequence, that alienated people, friends and relatives and so forth. And those relationships still have to be mended.
Thank you.
So those are more painful types of things to think about than failure to take out the garbage or breaking a window and being held responsible for that.
I told my story yesterday, so I don't have a problem with it, because I'm thankful. I'm mighty thankful that I still had a chance to get it together. After, you know, he could have came, but everybody was here and heard my story yesterday, but there's more to it, but I just told the broad statement, you know, but I'm trying to work on mouth. There's a time for speaking, time for being quiet. Sometimes I talk too much, so. But I'm just thankful for God to give me another chance. And I don't want to see, I'm at the point where now after 25 years of serving the devil, that if I go back, I won't get a chance to come back. So, you know, I'm here for life, you know. I've been a prodigal son too many times, you know. And like the people came out of Egypt, wasn't the people that went to the promised land, except for a couple, Caleb and Joshua. So a lot of people said, yeah, children of Egypt, but they died in the wilderness, you know, so they went too far. There come a time in your life where you can go too far, and God just takes up space of the earth. So, you know, I'm trying to take it easy, because, you know, I don't want to talk too much, but I love what God done for me. What he done for me is my testimony today, and what he do for me today is my testimony tomorrow. So I tell everybody, anybody, because he said, if you believe in your heart and you got confession out of your mouth, then ye will be saved. But if he said, you don't deny me before others, I won't deny you when you stand before the judgment. So I don't have a problem, but like I said, everybody here heard my story, so I'm going to just take it easy.
Okay. We're good. Thank you. How could we define accountability? Let's throw out some working definitions for that. How does that strike you? What is accountability to you?
Taking responsibility for what you've done.
Okay. I heard responsibility come up quite a lot across the room. That's my advantage with the antenna here in the middle. I thought, yes, that's right. That's the good direction there. So taking is everybody pretty much in agreement about that? Okay, and before we get onto the tape, I just want you to throw out some items that we are all accountable for. I mean, not necessarily all of us are accountable to every one of these things, but what kinds of things in our life are we accountable to or for?
Our job.
Okay, jobs.
Ourselves, our relationships, our children.
Okay.
Our jobs.
Okay.
Our homes, our bills.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Our health, okay. Care of the earth.
Okay. Right. Okay. Any other ideas? So quite an interweaving of things that we're accountable for. Yes.
Our temple. This temple, this body, you know, temple of God, we're accountable for.
Right. Okay. What I'd like you to do as you watch this Old Mayberry episode is to watch each of the characters and try to figure out what, I mean, again, like us, they're accountable to many things, but what's a primary thing in the show that they are accountable for, and how do they either follow through with that accountability or fail? You can imagine there'll be some glaring failures in it, which is what comedy is all about. But I hope you enjoy this. But just please, and what is the fallout of their failures and accountability? So I hope you enjoy this, but keep an eye to those things if you would.
Study. Our episode here is entitled The Loaded Goat. When Jimmy the Goat gets loose, we will see why no one can be counted on, and we will study accountability. Our key scripture is Romans chapter 14 and verse 12. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. With that in mind, let's begin the lesson. I'll be back after the show. Enjoy.
Progress. Doesn't it make you proud to know that Mayberry is going to have its own underpass? By jolly boys, those explosions are changing the face of this town.
Hi, Oz.
Here. Oh, well, howdy, Mayor. Sorry, can you take me for a haircut?
Before I get back here, Hood. He's out for lunch. We're all waiting for him.
Lunch?
You know Paul office and comes back to work right after eating. It all goes down to his legs.
What are you doing with that goat in here? Huh? You just don't bring a goat into a barbershop. It seems to me you know that.
Mayor's right, Hud. You really ought to bring him inside. Why don't you leave him home, anyhow?
Well, I thought he might like it. And I've been promising to bring him uptown. Well, sorry, I didn't want to leave him home all by himself. All that blasting's made him awful jittery.
Oh, it'll be over in another day or two.
Animals wandering around all over town. I am trying to make something out of Mayberry. Why, with that new underpass, we could be a real metropolis. If some folks had just stopped turning Main Street into a farmyard, now you just march him out of here. Well, you need to tell you something. Folks are saying the main reason that underpass is going in is to bring the highway past your brother's filling station. That is a lie. That is an outright lie. May heaven strike me if that's a lie.
I think it is.
Yeah. Come on, Jimmy. Here, right here. Look, I've got me some errands to run. You stay until I get back. That old buzzard. Maybe now you'll believe me when I try to tell you that coming uptown is no big deal.
Billy goat, gray hair with long white whiskers.
Oh, no, I haven't seen anything like that.
But I will.
Hi, Bob.
Well, hello, Tom. You seen Miss Hodges around?
Oh, Hodges left the car in my house.
Who? Yes, you're a crook?
No, we're looking for Mr. Hodges' goat.
Oh, I saw him go back to the hardware store, by that old shed.
Oh, good. Thanks, old Walmart.
Good day, gentlemen.
What's about? You crazy?
yourself full of dynamite.
Dynamite?
So no smoking or open fires or radio transmission within 100 feet.
A goat full of dynamite?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of, he has always had a good appetite. So why didn't you just pick him up and just throw him out of town?
Well, we can't do that, Mayor. Say the thing's just not jostling. Keep him extra quiet.
And one wrong move and everything goes bully. Is it possible I didn't put a goat?
What? Mr. Burton here says anything's possible.
Oh, my.
Anything more we can do?
Anything at all?
Well, to prevent any chain reaction, we could stop our blasting.
But that would delay the underpass. And I promised my brother it'd be finished by...
All right.
Stop this, but...
What would happen if the girl did go off? Well, these walls are pretty thick. Most of the destructive force goes straight up.
Straight up? But my office is up there.
Hang on, I can tell you, Sheriff. I'll have to be taken back.
I better evacuate some of my important papers. But I'll tell you what ought to be done. That animal should be destroyed immediately.
How would you propose to do that?
You've got a lot of guns here. Shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot him. With a gun.
All right. Harry, Mayor, you do it. You do it.
Oh, but I...
Mayor, when you shoot that goat, he's going to fall down.
Yes.
And when he falls down, being full of dynamite, what's going to happen?
Blue him.
Well, surely
there must be a more humane way of doing this. But in the interest of public safety, I want that goat out of here. I want him out of this town. What are you going to do, Sheriff? Jimmy didn't mean no harm. Like I say, he's got a healthy appetite, that's all. Hate to see anything happen to him. He's been like a friend to me.
You better go on home, Hudge. Late to us. We'll try to find something.
All right. How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I think the mayor is right, though. They got to get him out of town. I sure don't know how. We'll just have to jam him out. Sometimes I'll get some more hay. You come over to and get some more pills and things like that in place.
Oh, my God.
Lord. I think I'll just wait for the world to turn around. Oh, Lord.
Thank you. You don't get that stuff together in there, boss. Sarah, get me this bird over the blanket.
I sure am glad it's over. I'm about to play now.
Yeah, that's probably the first time a death ever got chap lips in the line of duty. Mr. Martin, Sheriff Tank, you can start up your blanket again. Yeah, we got Jimmy staked out in a nice field way out of town. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. Much fine. Right, fine.
Be nice, fellas. Might as well get this stuff out of here.
I'll just stand by here in case any official calls come in while they're gone. Well, I sure hope nothing happens to them.
Accountable to
the town
and the betterment of the town. Okay, so
So he had kind of a double deal going on there. Let's see. And then how about Andy Taylor? Who was he accountable for? What was he accountable for?
Safety of the town.
Okay. And was he true in that accountability? Okay. What did meaning or following through with his accountability mean for him? Was that necessarily an easy thing for him to do?
Put his life at risk.
Okay. How about old Otis? Otis usually isn't accountable for much.
To give us some laughs.
How about Barney?
Well, when the goat was loose, he just shooed it out the door and didn't seek to tie it up again.
Okay. Can you see that as a failure in accountability?
Sure.
Because if you tied it up, then yeah, the situation just happened. Okay, good. Well, does God call us to be accountable? We see accountability as acting responsibly. I'm going to pass these Bibles around. I don't know if you can pick one up, but you can share too. We'll just scatter these around. Let's look up Romans chapter 14 and start on about verse 9. Someone over this way?
Gail behind.
Okay.
Oh, is the gail behind you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you okay?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Romans 14.
Romans 14, eh?
Yeah. Romans 14. Do I have the wrong one? Yeah. Romans 14, verses 9 through 12. Can somebody...
'For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then each of us will be accountable to God. Let us therefore no longer pass judgment on one another, but resolve instead never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of another.
Okay. And then let's look up Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13.
Hebrews what?
Hebrews 4, 13.
And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account.
Okay. The background, a little bit of the background on the Romans reading is Paul was reflecting on people looking at each other that are doing different things and warning us about passing judgment on one another and maybe focusing on our own accountability to God before we pass judgment on other people and their accountability to God. And what? How does that second verse strike you? The Hebrews. Is that particularly comforting?
Not especially.
Why?
There ain't no secrets.
No secrets.
And even if you don't do something, he knows what you're thinking.
Okay. So it's okay. I think we can talk kind of on two levels. One being sort of the issue of accountability within our society and then also specifically within the Christian community. But how do you think people generally regard accountability? Do you think accountability is a high virtue in our culture?
It is, but if you look at the newspapers, I mean, all the corruption in corporate structure, I mean, it's like, it's only important if you're caught. Mm-hmm. It sort of seems to be the pervasive theme. I mean, there's so much that goes on, and when it hits the news, it's a big deal, but there's got to be a lot that's hidden that's still not. So I don't know that our society values it as much as we'd like to think.
Seeing that Jesus is gone to heaven, sitting by the right hand of the Father, we are responsible for the news, the good news, being told to our children, our friends, whoever's in our immediate environment. And we, as people here, as Christians, we're supposed to let the world see Jesus in us. And we are the ambassadors, the light, the salt, that God, we're one of God's instruments. So when they don't see us, we're supposed to decrease and Jesus is supposed to increase in our lives, no matter where you're at, because he put you in that position where you're at, so you can be the light and the salt, so they can see Jesus through you.
Actually, there's a verse in Corinthians. Let's look at Corinthians chapter 7.
First
Corinthians, I'm sorry. Chapter 7, verse 24.
It seems like accountability is also something that we want others to be held to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We want others to be, and why? Okay, what's behind the want? What are you thinking of with that? In terms of wanting others to be accountable, why do we want?
Well,
others
in response to the one about the corporate.
Yeah. Okay.
Stuff that,
yeah.
Well, right, that's something right. Other people should be held to.
Right. Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
I wasn't saying a personal view. I was just saying.
Yeah.
I think in our culture, it isn't as much of a virtue as we would like to think it would be. I mean, because of the way people behave. Although, you know, when they're found out, then it's, you know, everybody's upset.
Okay. Why do you think people make decisions to be less than accountable? What's in it for them?
Greed.
Greed?
Okay. Using advantage over somebody else, too.
Okay.
It's a real fancy stuff.
Okay. They think they're smarter than other people, and that whatever boundaries there are, laws, don't apply to them because they're above. That sort of thing.
Okay. Do you think that a failure, we talked about getting away with something, okay? So what's happening that allows people to get away with these things?
Some people are treated differently than other people. If you think about crime, white collar crime is not looked upon as serious as someone who would go in and rob a grocery store, perhaps because they needed the money to eat.
Okay. Okay. So there's some double standards going on in calling people to accountability. Is it easy to call people to accountability? Even just in our day-to-day lives. What's hard about that?
Well, partly I think it's hard because I know that I haven't been 100% accountable for what I'm responsible for.
Okay. So some humility in that? Okay, all right.
Also the potential consequences, you could, you know, if you were taking a risk, if you mm-hmm. say to turn someone in or confront someone, you're taking a risk for your own job or your own whatever might happen.
I saw a wonderful playing out of accountability, an example of that in the dining hall today. I was having breakfast with another, well, my family, another family, another villager, and this woman was concerned because, and it was a little complicated because her son was the victim, but her son, who is a teenager, was being the butt of some unkind comments amongst another group of young people, and they were very hurtful things. And of course, we're trying to live here as a community at Holden Village, and these young people were clearly breaking that covenant in terms of their relating to this young man. And of course, it's a little more complicated because the woman involved was the mother, which makes it more painful, I think, to see your own child being the butt of those sorts of things. But what do you think her options were in terms of dealing with this situation?
She could have talked to the other children and explained that that was a hurtful thing to do.
Okay. Would that be a risk for her to do that?
Nope.
Yes,
it's a big risk.
It's a risk for the kid,
right,
too.
Right, right.
Almost a bigger risk for the
right,
kid.
Right, right. What was another option she could do? What other options?
Help her son deal with it. Mm-hmm. Try to talk to him.
Okay, without necessarily dealing with the other boys. Okay. Okay. What's another option she could have had?
They could have left. They could have gotten up and moved elsewhere.
Okay. Well, this wasn't actually happening at the time. It was something that had happened the night before. But she could have just ignored the whole situation. Okay. And which is kind of what Barney did in the beginning when the goat wandered in. He just didn't want to deal with it for whatever reason, so he got the goat out. I was really impressed because she actually did go and speak to the boys herself, which and I think she could have also asked somebody else that was dealing with the boys to go speak to them, but in any case, that was raising the issue to the children that they were not living up to the covenant that they were called to. And I think actually in doing that, the accountability was raised on both sides, because she knew of a breach in the community, so she was ultimately not just being accountable for her son, but also to the community in dealing with that situation directly. But I think she was taking a risk, and I'm not sure that the risk there has fully played itself out even at this point. But in terms of our life as Jesus' community here, do you think the Christian community is very conscious of accountability? And what kinds of ways do you see that playing out within your churches or within even the global community, or about the healing of the world as a theme for this week? And I think accountability fits in beautifully with that. Just wondering if you...
I think that people who maybe take something on and then don't follow through with it and don't do it don't feel accountable when it comes to church, because, oh, that's just a volunteer thing. Oh, there's always forgiveness, there's lots of grace, you know, and that sort of thing. And instead of making it a priority, I think it's often just something that they can see, they add as it fits into their life, or as they have time, or they don't want to be accountable for the calling to reach other people and what it takes to do that.
Varies a lot from congregation to congregation, but I think it takes some effort for a congregation to be intentional about what they put their energy toward. I think it's easy to slip into a kind of a routine and a habit, and we always do, you know, this and that even reach very far beyond the congregation itself. And they're happy to do that, to be comfortable.
How do failures in accountability make other people feel? And I think it does depend on what the failure is. But say in terms of our own nation's failures in being accountable maybe to a global community, how does that make others feel? Maybe I should ask.
Let down, disappointed, ashamed.
I think the rest of the world hates us.
They don't want to deal with us. I mean, like Germany and France. I mean, mm-hmm. France didn't want to have anything to do with what was going on. They just stepped back.
Right. So isolation can result, anger. What do you think our role as a Christian community can be in that accountability arena? Which is a very big arena. And our call is as healers, to be healers in the world. I love Barbara's bringing up the image several times of the healing leaves from the book of Revelation.
Us being accountable for what God calls us to helps us to provide some of that healing.
Okay. So just being accountable in our own kind of neck of the woods.
Well, obviously, I mean, we
yeah.
our reach is only so
right,
far.
Right.
Sometimes it's interesting to have conversations even in our local communities because you have people at such different points of view to try to influence what our nation does either economically or politically. And sometimes people think, well, if half feel one way and half feel the other way, how can we make any progress? And yet, I think to not have any discussions at all, then you probably leave those problems hidden.
Okay. Well, I think that the coffee pot is starting to call. But I hope this has given you a little bit of a window to think about accountability in a little different way. Just feel free to share your thoughts as you encounter each other through the day. And thank you for coming, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you.